Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yo, yo, yo. Inside the 8 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. You know, I can't stop thinking about how much, because, like, right now there's a lot of Mets fans versus Yankee fans. Obviously, Yankee fans still feeling some type of way about Juan Soto signing with the Mets. And, you know, now Yankee fans are getting a little get back on the Mets because some Mets fans are hurt about losing Pete. And I can't stop thinking about how over the years, right, people try to, I don't know why, put Pete Alonso versus Aaron Judge, from obviously the rookie home run record and how prolific they were at hitting home runs, being in the same city. There were actually some folks thinking that Pete Alonso was going to get an Aaron Judge type contract. I don't know in what world, what universe. But yeah, now that's all done. And funny enough, right, Juan Soto just had his best statistical season, was third place in MVP voting, hitting in front of Aaron Judge. And you would assume that he goes to Queens to play for the Mets and is going to hit in front of Alonso. And nope, that's done. Bold strategy, Cotton. I guess it'll be Jesse Winker hitting behind Juan Soto. I don't know. We shall see. Maybe they do go sign Santander. I was just talking to Ack about Alex Bregman. He was like, you think the Mets? Where's Bregman going? I'm like, I just don't think the Mets are going to. But wouldn't that be petty that if the Mets shrunk all the way down to $68 million, 3 years, $68 million for Pete, and then they go sign Bregman? I just think that goes against what they're trying to do. 888-808-1019. I don't think they're trying to spend any more after giving all that money to Soto. They had to get Soto. It was such a huge win, such a seismic shift in New York, such a win for the Mets fans over the Yankee fans. They had to do that. But this is an L. Where's the L in here? I know there's an L prop somewhere. I think I saw a picture of it. The rope in the L looks like a noose. Like, what the hell? But this is an L for the Mets. And I know that they can go get Vladdy in theory. I know that Vientos can move over the first. This is a career Met. This is a guy that was going to be the most prolific home run hitter, the best offensive. Like, and now the way that this has soured and how he's gone out, it's just a little bit of a stain on this regime. And if you don't produce, if you don't win, if you don't have the results, fans are going to point back to this and say, Pete should have been in this lineup. We should have signed Pete. Look at this team. Look at the pitching. Look at the lineup. We just lost a game. Juan Soto was on base three times. There were three walks. 888-808-1019. Tom in West Babylon, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. So I'm split on this. A long-time Mets fan. I was born in 86 right after they won. So I never got to see them win, but huge P fan. And what I can say is, you know, as much as we're going to crush Stearns and Cohen, he did have an offer similar to what David Wright took. David Wright took a hometown discount to stay with the Mets. He wanted to be a Met. He's still with the Mets organization. Pete could have done that, and he decided not to. And that's, you know, I'm not going to tell someone to what to do with
I think it's because of Steve Cohen. With the, you know, with the Wilpons is one thing. When you've got this $20 billion owner that you know has...
Well, he got that money, though, because he's Steve Cohen. You know, he's not stupid. Steve Cohen's smart, and obviously Stearns is smart. So he got the offer. He didn't want to take it.
They're not going to bid against themselves. That is another important thing to say. There's
exactly.
no market for exactly. Pete. There's no other offers for Pete. It was them bidding against themselves, and they weren't going to go any higher. So it is what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. So I get it. Listen, that home run to me, like if in my head I'm like, okay, that home run he hit against the Brewers, that gave him 20, 30, 40 million, whatever. Just that home run alone. You know, Steve Cohen pays that in a painting. So I get that aspect of it. But if there's no market for Pete, if there's, you know, 30 other teams or 29 other teams saying, we're not gonna give you that 5 or 6 year deal for you, you know, what does that say about Pete? And I love Pete. There's no, you know, I don't understand it. You know, the metrics maybe are against him, but you know, he's a plug-and-play 3,500 RBI guy. He had a little bit of a down year, so he kind of hurt himself with that. But I thought that home run kind of gave him a lift and would get the deal done. But it's not like, you know, you say Winker's batting cleanup. One, they got Brandon Nimmo, who's better. You know, Brandon Nimmo had 90 ribbies last year, so he's going to be above Winker.
Fantastic.
The off-season isn't over yet. You know, Santander had 44 homers last year. He's basically Pete with a switch hitter. You know, the Arenado's out there.
Where's he going to play? He's going to play first?
No, he played DH. He played DH, man. Those
Where's Marte going to go? Because they were reporting today that Marte is going to be the DH.
Well, they want to trade him. They want to trade Marte, apparently. Yeah. That's what they said. That's what the report was. And I believe, honestly, this is what I think. Boris leaked the 3-year $70 million. There's no way that was the Mets' best offer. Now, we'll find out after this all said.
No, like that was the last drama. Ditch offer. That was the petty offer. Thanks for the call, Tom. That was like, are you sure? We can't get anything done? Well, here's our last. Then it's not a last. That's a F you offer. That's an F off offer. That's an offer that's basically like, we know you're not going to take it. Get lost. Go scratch. Take a walk. That's crazy. Like, it's just crazy to treat a guy like that that didn't deserve any of that. 888-808-1019. Will out on Long Island. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Listen, I'm just calling because I'm a little tired of the Mets fans saying this is all on the Mets. I mean, listen, Alonso wanted a long-term deal. So the first offer they gave him last year was 7 years, 157, which if you look at the numbers based on war and all that, puts him in the top five paid players where he's slightly outside the top five first baseman. So it's not a bad deal. Then he rejects that. So now he wants high AAV. All right, so they give him 3 years, $90 million offer. He says, no. I'm hearing the Mets don't want to pay him, this, that, everything else. At some point, Alonso has to look in the mirror and say, hey, I am a power hitter. Yeah, for sure. His defense, yes, it's very good at picking. His range is above average. But for what he's worth, the Mets at some point have to be like, listen, man, we love you. We love everything you've done for us. The home run in Milwaukee, like Tom said, huge. But people also forget during the regular season, came up in how many big spots and failed to come through for them. So I just feel like, listen, if you're going to go out, replace him, make a trade for a Vladdy Jr., I think that's an upgrade. So maybe that happens, makes the team a little bit better. Who knows? If it's a 1 year without Alonso and then you go sign Vladdy next year, okay, you're better in the long run. That's just how I feel about it right now.
Thanks for the call, Will. Yeah, I mean, a couple things. I mean, over the last 3 months, they got there with Alonso. And I think Stearns, looking at his analytics and his numbers, whatever, they're not factoring in the clutch gene, the answering the bell in the postseason. They're going back to all those times that you didn't show up, that you didn't come through in the regular season. And then that makes you expendable. And then on the Vladdy front, you know, I love how everybody is just automatically pivoting to Vladdy is a Met. Maybe, but maybe not. There's a couple things there. Obviously, we know about Juan Soto. They're both Dominican, and they've been in pictures together, and they're friends, and maybe they're back-channeling and talking about him going there. We also know that we're hearing from the Blue Jays, who offered $700 million to Juan Soto, who also had an offer, I think, close to $700 million for Otani. Like, they're trying to spend money, and he's their guy. Vladdy is their guy. they can't pay and beg people to come to the Rogers Center. So they can't afford to lose their guy. They're not going to have any team. So if you're getting Vladdy via trade, they're going to want a haul of players because they can't sign free agents. They're going to want a haul of top prospects. And also, like I said about the, they have money too. So, like, does Vladdy want to just be the man on his own team, on his in his own country, and take the money from them? Will they extend? Because there's reports now that they're in negotiations. But then there's also reports that they're interested in Pete. I don't know what to believe, but I can only believe what we have today. Today we have mostly news that, leads you to believe that Pete will not be a Met and that the Mets are fine with that. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a Toronto Blue Jay. There's no reason for them to trade him now. If they were to trade him, it would be at the deadline. And then there would be more suitors. And it is not a guarantee that the Mets would be at the front of the line for a trade. The Mets will be at the front of the line in free agency because they have the richest owner in the sport. So I understand if they have eyes on, you know, 2026 and just outright signing him. But you can't really lean on that today as an option for Pete, you know, to replace Pete Alonso. We're talking about this upcoming season. Pitchers and catchers report in less than a month. Mark Vientos is your first baseman. Mark is in New York City on the Fan. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Keith, you're a Yankee fan. I think you should stick to your Yanks. Stop telling us Mets what to do. Please.
No, how about this? You're gone because you got to stick to knowing that, like, I'm hosting the show and, like, I'm taking your call. And I never said a damn thing about the Mets before I was on WFAN. You feel me? This is my job. Like, you guys trip me out. You guys trip me out with the, I should not talk about the Mets. You guys trip me out with the, you should stop telling us what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm hosting a show. We're talking about the only thing that there is to talk about. So if you're going to call and tell me that I'm a Yankee fan and I can't talk about the Mets, then call Evan, tell him he can't talk about the Yankees, call Sal. Like, did we just start WFAN? We just start doing this? Now, I understand some of you are butthurt because of how I troll on the internet. We're not on the internet. This is live radio. I'm hosting the show till 8:45. What else is there to talk about? Bill Belichick's girlfriend saying that he's going back to UNC? Marcus Stroman wiping his social media and changing his profile picture to a horse? We're talking through all the different things. Should I not talk about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. because he's a Blue Jay? Should I not talk about, like, come on. And I understand if you're butthurt, you feel some type of way, but I'm doing the job here. I never said anything about the Mets when I was doing Yankee podcasts. I rarely ever had opinions on the Mets because, you know what? Let me keep it a buck with you as well. Yankee fans, and there's a lot of Yankee fans listening, just laughing, that don't care about the Mets. We're in the American League. The Mets are in the National League. So if you think that I'm coming on the Fan to talk about the Mets because I just want to talk about the Mets and get under your skin, no, I'm doing the job. I'm hosting a radio show. Turn it off. It's free radio. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to pay a bill. If you don't want to hear me, a Yankee fan, or any other Yankee fans call and talk about the Mets, deal with it. Because I'm pretty sure we heard a lot about the Yankees and the World Series from Mets fans. We heard a lot about losing Juan Soto from Mets fans. We're in the same city. We're on the same turf. It is what it is. You got to deal with it. And trust me, bro, I am a Yankee fan. I'm wearing a Yankee hoodie today. When I got dressed to come in today, I said, yeah, this is the day to wear my Yankee gear. But that doesn't mean I can have a Yankee show about Key Brian Hayes for 2 hours. We got to talk about the news. The news is your Mets didn't take care of a lifelong homegrown Met, and they've moved on. That's big news. That is the only news to talk about. It ain't about me, but I'm flattered that so many of you Met fans love to make it about me. Greg is down in Atlanta. Greg, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Appreciate taking my call, sir. I think one time I called and I was able to reach you and talk about it. I'm a Mets fan. And I hear I totally agree with what you're saying. The only thing is with Pete Alonso, it really falls on Scott Boras and Pete Alonso. And I think they overplayed their hand and misinterpreted the market. There was literally 17 free agent first basemen this year out in the market. I know there's not some great ones. I get that. And that was like the third most of like the free agent pool. You know, you had the pitching, like 60 of them. left fielders, like 19, 20 left fielders that was out in the market. So the market was flooded. So I think that hurt Pete as well. I do agree that Pete had that home run. Yes, it was monumental. But me as a Mets fan watching the entire season and seeing when, to me, it was the pivotal point for me was when Francisco Lindor hit that home run and broke up that no-hitter. Because if he didn't do that, we wouldn't be talking about the Mets right now. If he didn't hit the home run in Atlanta, we wouldn't be talking about the Mets right now. And same for the Grand Slam. So what Pete did was great. But when you think of those events, those moments that Francisco Lindor had, we wouldn't have been in the playoffs anyway. Because if we didn't beat
MVP.
Atlanta, that
game, the guy, it was his team. And that's another thing about Pete. It ain't your team anymore. It's Lindor's team. It's Soto's team. And yes, I've talked about how they were on their last leg, nine lives, needed every clutch moment to save their ass. And Lindor was responsible for a handful of those, Pete as well. But doesn't happen, there's a way different feel about losing Pete Alonso because Pete Alonso is a multi-time all-star, a proven player and bat. And if they don't get to the NLCS, then you kind of chalk it up to as, hey, this is what has to happen, right? This team's got to get better. And they're not going to get better given that contract to Pete Alonso. But there are a lot of fans saying, hey, we got to where we got with Pete Alonso. You have to pay him. You have to have protection behind Juan Soto. He earned it. He deserved it. Look what he did in the postseason. Look what he did against the Phillies.
Can I add one or two more things, though? But what you're saying is right. But the other thing with a lot of even the Mets fans, we have to realize that, yeah, we want to go with our heart and not our head. But the other thing, if you look at the stats, think about Christian Walker. He was out for a month, right? Mm-hmm. And he was only four RBIs less than Pete. You just got to be real. There was a lot of moments where Pete was,
and like, he got 3 years, $60 million
flying out, striking out, right?
Yeah.
And when guys were in second and third base, and then there was moments he was stumbling over the bags, you know, being held to
The market dictated this as well. Thanks for the call, Greg. The market dictated this as well because. When you look at, like I just said about Christian Walker, who was the other, like Yankee fans wanted Christian Walker, and Yankee fans were upset when they saw that contract. The Yankees would not have signed him for 3 years, $60 million. They wouldn't have. He went to Texas from Arizona. It's not that far. And then the taxes are different. He would not have taken that deal. He's also joining an Astros team where, you know, they figure out a way to get to championships. I think he was more inclined to do that. The Yankees weren't getting that same deal. But when I say the market dictated this, it's two things, right? As I kind of look at the reports that Pete got a last-ditch three-year, $68 million offer from the Mets as like, yo, that's disrespectful. No, it's not disrespectful. They actually did overextend compared to what, you know, the next best guy or some people might say Christian Walker is a better option than Pete Alonso. He took 3 years, $60 million. So they got closer to that offer. Pete was offered 3 years, $90 million. So listen, the thing about all this is nobody's wrong. Like the way you feel about it is the way you feel about it. Your opinion is your opinion. Your thoughts are your thoughts. And let's see how it plays out. Nobody knows how it's going to actually play out, if it's going to be a bad move for the Mets. What if this is a great thing for the Mets? What if Mark Vientos turns into a great first baseman, Beatty takes a step forward, or this enables the Mets to sign Tanner Scott or Anthony Santander? We don't know yet. But as of today and tonight, we can only react to the news that we have, and the news is, okay, it's done. Yesterday when I got on, we thought there was still a chance. Circumstances have changed. Ruben is in Belleville. Ruben, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
If you only talked about the Yankees, they'd be criticizing you, calling you a Yankee.
That's what I'm saying. I could do a whole show on Yankees topics tonight. That's not the job. That's you know, if it bleeds, it leads. I think some Mets fans are bleeding out right now over Pete Alonso no longer being with the club.
100%. Hey, listen, how much do you think the Mets wanting to get compensation back had to do with this? I know you talked about
the qualifying offer,
because they didn't want to give that up. Or you think that's going to hurt him in free agency as well? Because people aren't going to want to give the Mets any compensation on top of having to pay the guy.
I'm blanking. I'm like, I know they offered him the qualifying offer, and he obviously didn't take the qualifying offer, and that's attached to some picks that whoever signs him will get, right? Like the Mets could be thinking about. I just don't think they're thinking about that as much as they're thinking about the money. I just don't think that they're thinking about, you know, what they're going to get when he becomes a free agent. Well, he's a free agent. When he signs as a free agent elsewhere, I think they're thinking, thanks for the call, Ruben. I think they're strictly thinking about how they value him or how they don't value him and other options that they have internally or other things they can do with that money. 888-808-1019. I don't think they care. I don't think David Stern. I think when I go back to last year, right, and even go back, the offer that Pete turned down, 7 years, $158 million, that was not a David Stern's offer. That was a Billy Epler offer. And then when I go back to how Stearns talked about it, Stearns, I think, as soon as he knew, oh, Pete, you went and got Scott Boras, huh? Oh, well, you're betting on yourself. You better have a banner year or we don't have to pay you. We, you know, you made the decision to go get Scott. You made that decision to try and put pressure on the richest owner in the sport. Now I'm here representing him and making decisions under him. I've been dealing with Scott Boras for years. We all know what Scott Boras is. Scott Boras cannot strong arm the league anymore. For Juan Soto, yeah, but that's his last one like that. You know, a guy that young, a guy on a Hall of Fame trajectory, and they did that. But I think David Stearns knew all along, like, nah, we don't have to give you 6 years, right? Just last week, we were talking about a Prince Fielder-type deal. I don't know where that came from. Yeah, I feel both ways. I'm not a Mets fan. I'm on every side of it. I understand every angle of it. I understand the hurt Met fan that thinks that they should have done a little bit more to keep him. I understand the Met fan that is about the logo and the team and David Stearns and ownership, and hey, I'm riding with them. If this is what they think is best for us, this is what's best for us, let's see. And I'm with the people that are down the middle, like, whatever, man. It is what it is. It's the offseason. We got Soto. We got Clay Holmes. We got Frankie Montas. Manaea is back. You know, let's see how it plays out. Running out of time. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Okay, I got 10 minutes. So I'm not even going to say, you know, the number to dial. I don't know if I'll get through these six calls. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking about one thing and one thing only. You know, not about Aaron Judge, not about the New York Yankees.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pete Alonso. That's the news. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you have to do. I mean, I would love to come in here and talk about Key Brian Hayes and options for third base the whole show. And can't do that, right? And if I did do that, I'd get texts like, hey, how come you're not talking about Pete Alonso? Or there'd be a Reddit thread or a Facebook post or tweets about this guy owns such a Yankee homer, only talks about the Yankees. You can't win. You can't win. But I appreciate you guys, man. Let's take the rest of these calls and wrap this up before, I think, Rutgers tonight. Not Brooklyn Nets basketball tonight, right? Yeah, I think Rutgers tonight. Rutgers, Scarlet Knights basketball coming your way in 10 minutes. John is in Wappingers Falls on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Listen, just bear with me for a minute. I'm just getting over the flu. Listen, brother, don't let these Mets fans get to you, all right? I was on with you when John Heyman had that blow up, and you handled yourself as a professional. Keep doing what you're doing. As far as Alonso goes, listen, he had the offer from the Mets. He turned it down. He went to get Boras, and it is what it is. Until he signs somewhere else, I don't believe he's gone. I really, truthfully don't. But if he is, I think there's still options. Maybe Arenado comes. Maybe they move Vientos to first. Maybe they even sign Anthony Rizzo for a stopgap. I don't believe Toronto's negotiating with Vlad because they're $100 million apart. They're just playing the game, and now they're putting out there that Pete's on their radar. That guy had no play for 3 weeks, and now all of a sudden, here he is front and center with three offers. It's all a waiting game.
Yeah, I believe it I see it. Thanks for the call, John, and the support, John. These Mets fans don't get to me. Like, I put out all of the trolling and all the stuff. It's like, but when I try to just have the conversation, I understand, right? I can't ever not be, you know, the guy that gets under your skin and you got to make it about me. But if you think it's tough to hear me talk about Pete Alonso now, wait till these games start. They better start off super hot. They better be a juggernaut. I'll be on every night after the game. If you think that you have an issue with me talking through all of the Pete Alonso things in the offseason, wait till we're talking about Clay Holmes giving up homers.
Try to grow a dynasty.
Wait till we're talking about, oh, man, they're fourth place team in their division. Like, I'm trying to chill. Dan is in Rockville Center. Dan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Great talking to you. Love listening to you. Yeah, so I'm a big Met fan, jumping up and down when Alonso hit the home run against the Brewers. Been telling all my Met buddies all offseason, they're going to get Pete. We got Soto. You're not going to have addition by subtraction. You got to have addition by addition. They got to have bats with him. And as much as I want him back, and I do, can't kill the Mets because he bet on himself, turned down the 158. That's fine, right? Some people do it. It works out. Some don't do it. Doesn't work out. But then they offered him 90 for 3 years with opt-out. He essentially bet on himself again and didn't take it. And if the Mets were to go out and overpay for him, everybody would be calling up saying the Mets bid against themselves and what a joke they are and they didn't have to go any higher.
Like, I just got to stop you there because you have the richest owner in the sport. Nobody's going to say that they spent too much, that they bet against themselves. But I do understand David Stearns and looking at the market, and that's why I mentioned what Christian Walker got, and I mentioned how there's no market for Pete. Thanks for the call, Dan. We're just running out of time. I want to get everybody in here. Mike in Yonkers, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Mike. Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm looking at the numbers, and everybody keeps talking about how Pete is a deficiency at first base, but I was looking at the last 4 years of Vladdy versus Pete, and the numbers actually bear out Pete. I mean, if you're looking at the FRV, I mean, or if you're looking at fielding percentage, Pete is .995. Over the last 4 years, he's .995, .995, .992, .993. You look at Vladdy, he's .990, .991, .990, .993. So look, you got a guy who's got a body like Prince Fielder. He's only going to get bigger. He's not going to get slower. And then you're also talking about, when you're looking at RBIs, he outdistanced him in RBIs by 77 over the same period of time. So what are we talking about? Sure, I like Vladdy. He's a good fit. He'd be great for the Dominican community. He'd be a hot sale, sell a lot of jerseys. But at this point, you might know something. He has improved himself every year. And I'll tell you what, I'm a Mets fan. I mean, but if you move Vientos to first, who says he's going to be able to save so many runs like Pete did by learning how to scoop, sure, by learning how to put the time in, and by being able to go across the bag to take a throw? He has invented himself as a first baseman. I mean, there's so many other first basemen in Major League Baseball, so many other teams. But you know what? You got to look at the numbers, and it really bears them out. I mean, we could pick and choose and say this and that, but they paid Rob Zitkino $24 million not to play. So what are we talking about with money, you know? I mean, it's amazing with the way they bandy around money. They surprised us last year, and I'm thinking every Mets fan wants to make a go for it. Why would we want to downsize our team? I mean, it's good to look at the kids and try to fit them in here and there, but to give them
You're trying to win now, Mike. Thanks for the call. The expectation is to get to a World Series and win with Juan Soto. You don't add Juan Soto in his prime to evaluate the young talent around him. We were told that when they went out there to California to talk to Juan Soto wanted to know all about the farm system and the young guys coming up. Well, I guess that's something they're leaning into now. A little birdie in the Yankees organization, a friend of mine, is listening to the show and sent me an email about the Mets. And it's an article in sportsbusinessjournal.com that you might want to look up to give you a little bit more of an inside look at what's going on with the Mets. The title is Mets See Shakeup in C-Suite as Some Execs No Longer with the Organization. The Mets will look a lot different next season. CMO Andy Goldberg, Chief Legal Officer Kate Potier, Chief Communications Officer Nancy Elder, SVP Finance Peter Wool, and all of those people are no longer with the organization. So things are changing with the Mets. Internally, externally, with the players, with the look and feel of the team. And as Mets fans, you just got to hold on and hope for the best. Maybe it is. I know what I said last year about David Stearns. And you can say I'm a Yankee fan. You can say I'm a baseball fan. You can say I hate the Mets, whatever. David Stearns is here so that there is no more LOL Mets. He's here to change the future of the Mets so that they are perennial postseason contenders. And Steve Cohen is changing things to make sure that they are a better business, they make more money, and they actually fit like a team that's playing in New York. So there's another little nugget there for you. Dan is in Darien, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Keith, thanks for having me. Been a longtime fan back to the Yes Network and VP Podcast days. Quickly here, a couple things that aren't making sense to me as a Yankees fan who's been listening to the show for the last hour. You got all these Mets fans banging their chests still about the Soto overpay of a lifetime. Amazing player. It's an overpay. Yet, I listened to an hour of folks calling you saying that Alonso's looking for an overpay. And what is he, 6 years with the Mets, 200 and some odd home runs in the last 6 years. And they're counting pennies over him, comparing him to Christian Walker. It doesn't add up. You've got, an overpay on Soto, underpaying their pitching staff, underpaying the first baseman. Doesn't sound like they're going all in to me, honestly.
No, they're not. But you got to save face. You got to, it's funny. They told us Yankee fans to cope. No, now they're the ones coping. Thanks for the call, Dan. That's what it is. Now you have to cope. Now you have to point to other things, and you have to rationalize decisions. When I think, look, Evan Roberts is Mr. Met in here. He wrote my Mets Bible. This is a guy that was growing his beard out for a Pete Alonso extension. If you listen to Evan today, Evan speaks for a ton of Mets fans. Not all Mets fans, but now you have to save face. Now you have to pivot. And there, the pivot to Jesse Winker being signed today, I wouldn't be feeling so great about that. I'd be a little bit worried. And if you're worried and you want to take that out on me, that's fine. Tom is in Brooklyn. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, good talking to you. First time caller.
Thanks for the call.
I have a question. Every night, when you use the phrase, I just don't know what you mean. It makes me feel some kind of way. What does that mean?
Not a good way. I don't know. R.I.P. Rich Homie Quan. He has a song called "Some Type of Way." It make you feel a little uncomfortable, a little uneasy. Make me feel some type of way about how things are going. I know Mets fans are feeling some type of way about David Stearns. They're hoping that this works out.
Well, it's better if you just say the way. I feel pissed. I feel upset. I don't know. Some kind of way could mean you're happy. whatever.
Understood. I'll clear that up.
All right, man. Be good.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a younger phrase. And like I just said, Rich Homie Quan has a song. If you tell somebody I'm feeling some type of way, it's not I'm feeling good about it. It's not I'm feeling good about things. I'm feeling some type of way. I'm feeling in a negative type of way. Kyle is up in Toronto where Vladdy is. What's up, Kyle? Tell us something.
Yeah, I just wanted to know why if the Mets really think that they have a chance getting trading for Vladdy, then why don't they think that they should sign Alonso so that they can trade. Toronto's going to want to have a good first baseman.
Yeah, right. That would make sense. Sign Alonso and include him in the trade package.
Yeah, so I don't think they actually think they're going to get Vladdy in the trade. Otherwise, I think they would try to sign him.
I think they checked on it. And like I said about Vladdy and Toronto, they can't pay people to come up there. So they're going to want to haul for him. And they don't have to trade him right now. They would trade him at the deadline. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Jamie and Yonkers, I got you in there. Just hit the music.
when are people going to realize, when are players going to realize that Scott Boras is the most overrated agent on the planet?
Mm-hmm. The bloom is off the rose.
Last year, Bellinger, Snell, and who am I?
Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery, even Michael Conforto a couple of years ago.
Yep.
I mean, you and I could have negotiated Soto's contract. He's that good.
Scott Boras is good with the puns. He's good at holding court at winter meetings, making people laugh. He got Juan Soto. That's it for him. He's failed so many of his clients. I don't know how many more clients he's going to sign. And, you can say that Pete Alonso might have made a mistake here going to Scott Boras thinking he was going to get big bucks. That's it. Rutgers basketball is coming up next. I'll be back same time tomorrow night. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
WFAN.